Stage 25. Mill. Here on the west side of the castle, you'll find traces of a round building which once formed the base of a mill. Mills were absolutely essential for the supply of any garrison. As there was no water power available at Hohentwiel, but plenty of wind, a windmill was built as early as 1527. This was enhanced by means of a mill driven by horsepower. The mill was still there in 1591, on the site later occupied by the church.
Why the horse-driven mill went out of service, we don't know. But we do know that Conrad Wiederholt was involved in the engineering side. When he was in command at Hohentwiel, he arranged for a number of windmills to be constructed. In any case, illustrations of Hohentwiel at this time do show that there were windmills again. One of these is like a wind turbine with 17 sails. This miracle mill, as it was referred to in one report, is so well set up that the 16 bushel can be milled in 12 hours. That's how strong the powerful millstream at Twiel is.
The fact that both the Hohentwiel bakers need a great deal of flour is recorded. We even have relevant figures from 1564. At that time, there were masses of flour of all types at the fortress, amounting to more than 100,000 kilos.